What are we starting with? AI songs before my phone dies.
This hat you tucked. If I wore it today, I did not. I don't think I will. Anymore. But listen to this.
We're starting with this hat.
Listen to this, guys. This hat was made in 1986.
No way.
This is Papa's. Yeah, look. Size 7.5. Look, bro. U.S. 1986. There's a picture of him wearing it when he shot his deer with a bow.
Are we sure that's?
Yeah.
When it was made. I mean, I don't know what else it would be for.
We'll ask Dad tonight because he has a picture of Papa with that deer because he, it was a trophy.
You have a string down.
What?
String in front.
Yeah, dude. He looks so weird.
You look so weird right now. Look at
look at me, dude.
It's true.
Why do you think I was wearing a hat?
Good thing you're married. Dude, you sell that to like those vintage reseller people with that tag? Oh my gosh, they will eat that alive.
I don't think selling it to the vintage reseller people would be the way to do it.
No, you sell it to
somebody. Sell it to the people that
want
that.
Yeah.
Dude, when I'm done with these Carhartt pants that I've been wearing recently to work, they're going to love them. The vintage people.
Just call them old people, Gavin.
The vintage
They're
people.
Fine.
Dude, hot as
dude hot. Heck.
Today wasn't even that hot. It was 80 something.
Bro, I'll bleep that out. Those are just for you guys,
though. Yeah, but in my pants were like a hot box each leg because I was wearing my Carhartt double fronted. They're thick boys, and I was on the roof today.
Were you saying that they're thick boys or like they're with?
Oh, they were thick boys.
They were thick boys. And
are we boys
the pants
or
were thick.
The pants the thick boys?
The pants were thick. Both.
They were thick boys, boys.
Is that a double entendre? Is that what he just did? Is he rapping?
But my legs were just soaking wet. I was on a 9-12 pitch roof. So if you don't know what that is, for every 12 inches over, it's 9 inches up. So very steep.
75. I don't really know what I'm saying. I was going to say 75% incline, but I don't think that's how it works.
I wasn't really listening. I was too busy thinking about what
12.
I kind of lost it just a few minutes ago, to be honest.
I also burnt myself on the oven. I tried to bake for the first time since Hannah
Double
and I have been
entendre,
married.
A word or phrase that is open to two interpretations, one of which is usually risque or indecent.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, thick boys.
Thick
whoa,
boys.
Risque, but thick
but
boys.
They were thick boys.
Not as risque, but no. Same meaning, same
pretty
word,
decent.
Two different meanings.
Wow, okay, so that was
you don't have to say them twice. You
Gavin,
say them
you
once and it kind of works
you guys
both
give
ways.
Me attention,
but
please.
Not a baker. You should not
I
be a baker because you
myself.
Burned yourself.
Yeah, let's talk about the weather more,
look
Gavin.
At this.
No, literally burned. Not
I burnt my arm.
Oh, my God.
Like, literally sad. Burned it, putting a pan in the oven. Brownies. A pan of brownies.
Wow.
I was baking for the first time since Hannah and I have been married, and I burnt myself.
You used to be a big baker.
I don't think
I've
ever baked anything before. I've
he
never
used to
made,
love
like,
baking
cookies.
Brownies out of the
I was a big
bag.
Baker.
Gosh.
Yeah. I mean, I was big.
Yeah. Called him Big Baker.
Big Baker.
Dude, that's so much fun. I love bacon.
Gavin, the girls burn themselves every day on their curling irons.
I know.
Okay, to
and
look
I'm
as
crying
beautiful
about
as they do. And you're crying about a little tiny burn on your forearm.
Is my skin going to be purple like that forever?
Maybe.
I think I might have to cut it off and then just let it heal with a scar.
Why would you do that?
Because it's purple. It's like a full-on thick purple line.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's kind of
cool.
It's
like a tattoo.
It looks like you started...
It'll heal.
Like,
it'll be fine.
Like taking tallies for every time you killed someone or something.
Okay, that's one.
And then you're like, no,
murdered those brownies.
I saw this video the other day. Just, you know, how people interview random people on, like, a pier or throughout town. It's just so
that.
Annoying because it's mostly staged.
Is this it one of the 14 reels you sent to us?
No, this wasn't actually. Oh. But this guy goes up to him. He's, actually, it's kind of not appropriate.
Dang it.
That would be
it.
Crazy. I could tell.
Who is, who
it
does
was
that?
Like,
there's, like,
yes,
a show where someone...
This,
where someone does that, they like start telling us, "Oh, it's Michael. He's talking to Holly. He's like, beers in heaven. This is a great song. Oh, I shouldn't. It's very
Okay, but this one
just did it.
Listen, this old guy. he was asking him. This young guy was asking this really old Italian dude.
Yeah,
right.
What's your body count? And he's like, three. And he's like, oh wow. And he seemed kind of disappointed about it. He's like, that's great. And he's like, what do you think that means? Mm-hmm. And he's like,
how many
people I've killed. And he was like,
oh,
no way that was real.
Ooh. Probably wow. Real.
Maybe. But I don't know. Everything's fake today.
It's true.
Nothing's real. Not even this podcast.
No.
None of the stories we tell are real.
Never told the truth once.
Didn't really burn my arm. That's you purple can take Sharpie. That to the bank. Took me 45 minutes to draw it on there.
45 minutes to draw a line on yourself.
Mm-hmm. I needed it to look realistic, Parker.
Oh, okay.
You guys, the draft, the NFL draft happened this weekend, yeah. And I was heartbroken.
No.
When beloved Bo Nix, Oregon Ducks quarterback.
My sunshine.
Bo. I was going to get any, not any, but a t-shirt, not an actual jersey,
uh-huh.
But a t-shirt for whatever team he joined.
Uh-huh.
Be like rooting on
yeah. Oregon. Why don't you Ducks get a Chargers still? Thing?
I will. But you just got one, and I kind of like the Abercrombie one that you got, the Chargers deal.
Yeah.
I wanted to get whatever Bo Nix got, but Abercrombie, sure.
No, they sold out.
And Bo Nix went to the Broncos, so
can't do
I'll
that.
Never get anything for the Broncos.
I used to be a Broncos
really
fan
a
back in the day.
No
really?
Way.
Yeah.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
Why?
You don't know because like Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yep.
Tim Tebow
kind of just got really boring and not very fun to watch.
Yeah.
So I stopped.
And they got Sean Payton as their head coach.
He was, I liked him.
That was just last
year.
He was better than the last two they had.
At the Saints.
Yeah.
I'm really hoping they start cooking.
Yeah. I'll still watch.
Draft. Mark my words, steal the draft.
Steal the draft. Yep. He is the steal the draft.
Sean Payton was trying to draft Patrick Mahomes back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't able to get him in time, but he's dang. Like, this is the next Patrick Mahomes. I knew what to look for, and that's what I'm seeing in Bo
he
Nix.
Said that?
Bo Nix is Patrick Mahomes. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, he gosh. Said that. Oh, he said that.
Dude.
Yeah, because Patrick Mahomes wasn't like crazy in college.
No, what college did he go to?
Texas Tech.
Yeah.
He was fine.
He was pretty good.
He was pretty good. Bo Nix was pretty good. Could be great.
No, Bo Nix was great. People just didn't like him because they discredited him because of Oregon's offense. They're yep. saying, like, he had the greatest. He had 45,
he's a system quarterback.
45 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. He had the most single season passing yard or highest single season completion percentage yeah. of any college quarterback
did you
in
see
history.
That throw all the picks, of though, him were across like, his body
were just off of tips.
Yeah, none
like,
of them
none
were
of them
real
were
picks.
His fault. Every time I've always been so nervous with Oregon quarterbacks, we get the ball. Oh, big game on the line. We're going to throw a pick. I know. But with Bo, I never yeah. once thought we're going to throw a pick.
Marcus Mariota never. Through picks either.
Did he?
No. He had one season where he didn't have any picks like the first 10 games and one was tipped and he had like one interception.
Oh,
the whole season.
No.
That's incredible. I love football. Spring game just happened for
so
Oregon
excited.
Ducks.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I
much.
Just wake up sweating every night just so excited for football season.
It might be something else.
Yeah.
Might want to get
there's
that
this trend. Guy standing over me every single time and I can't move.
This is like this dark shadow.
And I just know he's excited about football too.
His name is football, actually.
Yeah. Gosh, I can't wait.
Did you see Sketch announce
uh-huh.
Texans pick?
It was electric.
I watched one of his, I just wanted to YouTube watch a random video of him, just like a replay of him streaming.
Yeah.
I laughed out loud several times, dude. He is so funny.
Really?
Funny.
I've never watched his stuff.
He like, yeah.
I've been on the Sketch.
He kind of swears a lot, but every time he does, he's like, sorry for swearing. I won't do it again. Pretty much.
Does it 5 minutes later.
Oh my word, dude. Like, it was just hilarious. I'll have to show you guys later.
Yeah,
NCAA football 25 coming out soon. Can't wait. This might be the best summer of all time.
You guys. I think it might be.
Oh, last summer was
actually
pretty
awesome. Last summer was pretty great.
This summer's going to be the best one.
Went to Hawaii.
All right,
with the boys.
Nice.
What
went
we
golfing
last
a lot.
Didn't really do much.
No, last summer sucked.
Yeah.
We golfed a lot.
A lot of golf.
Remember? We came with the WAB tournament.
Yep, that's true.
Right.
A trophy.
That was fun.
That was good.
Start yeah. that back up
this
year. This
one will be better. Mark my words.
I cannot wait. Last summer wasn't bad. It started in Haley.
Yeah.
But yeah, wonderful summer. Yeah, football coming. Lots of excitement. Very excited to see a lot of different people. Michael Penix, curious to see him.
Yeah, we'll see how he does.
But oh well, no one really cares. If you think about it, I'm thinking about our listeners right now.
I mean,
I'm
like, to be honest,
they don't really care that much.
You know, I was thinking today, we know, our listeners know a lot about us.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Lots about us. We don't know much about them.
Yeah.
I want to do a little like...
Let's start pulling up their families.
From where?
Yeah, I mean, you can
just pull them up out of the ground.
Come
the
here.
Yeah. Instead of posting like a three wise men where they ask us questions... Uh-huh. We ask for like, tell it like a story about whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, because
yeah.
I was making my bed last night and I thought, I used to think this one thing as a kid and that was really dumb of me. I forgot what it was at this point. I don't know what it
You know what's really funny?
But
is that Parker's lying right now? He has never made his bed in his entire life.
Gavin, you ever wash sheets and then have no bed and you have to make it happen again?
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, fair enough.
I make my bed constantly.
Yeah, me too. I used to
pull the top covers over the rest so it looks good and then you're good.
Oh, that's the worst when you're when your sheet
is tucked
is,
in
is kicked all the way down to the bottom.
I'd rather that than have it dang tucked in on both sides and you have to try to get in bed and you have to like push it up.
You're like,
I've never
struggling
done that.
To get
you guys
it
ever
up?
Punch yourself in the face whenever, trying to pull up?
Like well, my mom used to like make my bed sometimes. And
used
like
to
last week,
yeah,
like yesterday.
No, but like if there
she
was
used
like
to make my bed yesterday.
There was like company coming over, or like we had people staying in the house. This is like when I'm really young.
Yeah,
but she would like make it really, really good, and all the blankets would be like tucked in underneath it. And
I'd have You'd to go to get in,
and, like slither in there, and like try and.
It's like getting into a hotel bed.
He like crawls in head first, like turns around, kind of like pushes it up.
But we should do a post a thing like what's something like a dumb thing you thought as a kid. That's just an idea,
what's
but we should start
here's a,
doing
here's a,
like
I used to think tornadoes like were gonna kill me, or like I
was
gonna
it
was be
something
attacked
like
by
that.
Tornadoes. But
no,
we didn't get
so.
Tornadoes in Oregon, but now it's a real threat here.
Not really
in Texas.
Oh, it's coming. Let me run the other way. Gone.
All your house, your belongings.
All of your
you
house,
don't have a house
belongings gone.
You don't have a house either.
No
so.
House, no belongings. Don't care.
Yeah. Dude.
Oh, this was one thing that happened last night, though. Christian, me, Devin playing Rocket League, just like old times.
We
haven't done that in forever. But
wow,
Christian was like, oh, I just heard the lightning. And I was like, you idiots, you don't hear lightning. It's
so
thunder.
You heard the lightning?
No, but you...
But then we were talking about it. Like, no, you like...
You definitely
thunder
hear lightning.
Is the sound of lightning. So you definitely hear lightning.
Yes. That's just
but
what
they told, like,
is.
As like when you're a kid, like, you see lightning, you hear thunder.
Yeah,
that's what they call
bucket.
You're about to see so you're about to see the lightning. And then I punch him.
This isn't a bucket; it's a pail.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, really?
You're about to be pale after I choke you out.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh. Gavin would always say that. I remember.
Yeah.
But yeah, I hear lightning, but it was crazy. I was hearing the thunder last night. I would hear it really loud over my head and be like, "Whoa, that was just thunder!" And then like a couple seconds later, they'd be like, "Whoa, there was thunder!" Whoa. Like it was a little bit of a delay.
Maybe it was the headset delay.
No, it was like more
because Devin was saying some stuff, and I'd hear him. On the top bunk, and then
it was longer than that, though.
Oh,
like, it was longer than that kind of delay. But sound takes a while to travel. You ever watch fireworks and they're like not even a mile away, and it takes like 10 seconds?
And it explodes.
Or
like,
you watch lightning, you see the lightning, and then
that's
the
true.
Sound comes a little bit later.
I never even thought about that.
Huh,
something to think about.
Lightning and the thunder.
I think I've got the coolest room right now
that you've
bunk
ever had.
Beds. Two 55 inch TVs in there, man. It's
that's
awesome.
Actually sick. Two 55 inch boys,
yeah.
Two. How many inches do you think you guys are?
I don't know.
72
six,
is
60 inches.
Is 6 feet.
Oh really?
No, it's not. Oh wait, yeah. I was thinking five. 5 times 12 is 60.
Yeah. Yeah.
72 is 6 feet.
Yeah, I know.
A couple of 70
carpenter
boys.
A couple of 5 foot boys up in here.
That's what I'm talking about, dude. Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Never let me build your house.
What?
Parker. Parker said, never let me build your house. We let him build a house. All the ceilings are like 5 feet tall.
60 like, inches, guys. That's
yeah,
a lot.
60 inches. That's so tall. It's not. Parker. Can't even get in there. what'd you guys do this week? I had a pretty busy week. Some
this,
did some fun stuff.
It's Monday.
Last week.
Oh. This last week. Come on, man.
Come on. Yeah, I did a lot. I can't even remember I did so much. That's just how my weeks have been lately.
Yeah, Isaiah was saying something last night. He's like, oh, man, I wish we had these chairs on Friday. And I was like... Right.
What?
Friday.
These chairs.
You weren't
we
there
at
on
the
Friday?
When we were at the Bookers yesterday.
Friday, we went camping.
God,
remember?
No. Oh. But I was looking, I was like, what is Friday? He's like, are you serious? I was like, I A lot of things have happened. I don't know what you're talking
about. That's true.
And he's like, we weren't camping at Mike and Lisa's. Like, oh, I literally,
me and Parker slept amongst the cattle. Holy word. Right now also. Me and Parker were snug as a bug in a rug inside the whip.
That was the worst night of sleep.
It wasn't that bad for me, to be honest with you.
It was really bad
for me. Why was it so bad?
I don't know, because I didn't sleep.
It was hot.
Give him some background. What happened?
It was hot.
Okay, we're camping hog hunting. Let me give a couple of different activities we did. Camping right on this big pond, beautiful property, 1,000 acres. Hanging out by the fire, chatting up. It was really awesome.
Anytime I look up there,
he's like, who is it? Like,
what? I don't know. If it's
I just am looking around.
We went hog hunting on the side by side, loaded it up. We had like infrared scopes trying to find these hogs. Mm-hmm.
No hogs.
Literally not. We're hanging out. It gets late. I woke up at 6:30, way too early to be awake. So I had to go to bed, and me and Parker both went to sleep because it was like midnight. Everyone was going to sleep. But my and Parker's sleeping situation was me in the driver's seat of my car and Parker in
on his lap.
Parker in the driver's seat of my
Maybe
car.
Maybe that's why you're so uncomfortable.
Something was poking me.
Parker in the passenger seat, me in the driver's seat, and we're just reclined all the way back. And that was just how it was. It was hot. It was warm. Good. I kept waking up. My feet were swollen when I woke up.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
He woke up and he's like, I might be pregnant. My feet are swollen. I'm like, what? I mean, it was a crazy night last night, but not that crazy.
And then I was like, and then Parker got out of the car. He's like, whoa.
But then I looked down and my feet were massive. Oh, no. It felt so bad, dude.
That bug.
You're just walking around.
It was just warm and hot.
And I could feel my toes touching each other. And when you think about your toes touching each other, it's just like, that makes me squirm.
I don't think about it.
No, think about it, dude.
Dang it.
It sucks, doesn't it?
You're
wiggling
them.
Everyone that's listening is wiggling their toes right now.
And to top it all off, there was herds of cattle roaming like right around our car during the nighttime.
Yeah.
Like they walk up, there was a truck parked next to us. They were like shaking the truck back and forth.
I don't even remember that part. I
kept waking up to their moves. I didn't know they were that close. I just remember thinking, that's annoying.
That's funny.
You could just open your door and just...
Yeah, can you imagine I step outside to like go pee or something?
And they
like rubbing my eyes and I look open
Boom,
my eyes
cow
and
kicks
just
in the
cow
face.
Is right there.
Or they have that's when they have explosive diarrhea just all over you.
Oh, Gavin, you did not have to say that.
Yeah, dude.
But you guys were all like, it was just gonna be a few, like we're gonna take two groups out hunting. And then Devin and Joey were leaving early. So like, okay, just go with them. And then everybody left except me and Christian.
Yeah. Yeah, they were like, I had a seat. Like, I was the first one to be like, I'll go. And then Devin and Joey were going back to the car. I was like, all right, I'll just wait back.
You guys go. We'll go for the second group.
We'll wait. And then everyone's like, oh, okay. And then everyone just piled on, like loaded up in the back of the, in like all three seats in the back.
Okay, me and Christian, all right.
So me and Parker just hung out.
I could see you guys flashing your flashlight up against like
the tree?
The trees and stuff from where we were.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, your flashlight is in his car.
Yeah, okay.
I never had it the whole time. He texted me last night. If I had your flashlight, I'm like, yeah, I'll bring it to recording. Knowing darn well it's in Christian's center console.
Good.
Yeah, it is on my center console. But yeah, we went on a little escapade, a little expedition. And
escapade?
There was a herd of cows like a few hundred yards away. So we walked out there and then walked around trying
chopping
to find some coyotes or hogs or something.
We heard howling, yes. We started walking over there.
Coyotes howling. We drove over there to see if we could find them.
We walked out, walked to the perimeter of the pond for a little bit. It's fun.
Yeah.
But I got a bone to pick with Ariat boots. So-called waterproof.
Yeah.
My feet were wet after walking through that dewy grass.
Mm. Yeah, mine were... So. My feet were pretty soaked.
Hmm.
But I slept in a hammock that night. So.
Yeah, my hammock was set up, started raining, took my hammock down, stopped raining, didn't want to put it back up.
Yeah.
Slept in the car, worst decision of my life.
Hammocking in Oregon, way easier. Lots of trees to pick from.
Yeah.
Texas, not so much.
And hammocking when it's cold isn't that bad.
Yeah, it was great.
You can just like put in a little something underneath
bundle
you
up.
And then bundle up and it's super comfortable.
Yeah.
And it's so, like it feels good to have that breeze coming on your nose sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just tied it to Isaiah's truck bed, the other side to the tree, covered it with a bug net. Than another rain fly.
Bro, I miss camping in Oregon.
I've never had an uncomfortable sleep in a hammock.
Oh, me neither.
Honestly. People are like, oh, it seems so tight. No, it's so good.
I've had some uncomfortable. Oh. But the feeling waking up in the morning camping in Oregon and the air's just cold.
And you go and you just start a fire?
Yeah, dude. You wake up and it's bright out. A little bit of dew all over the dang whatever it's called.
Ground.
Yeah.
What's it called when it's the floor but outside?
When you're standing on it, it's like the floor but outdoors. It's like dirty.
Dirt,
no, on
the dirt floor.
No, dew on the The thing you're laying in.
Hammock.
Hammock.
not a bed.
Kind of thinking canopy.
It's not a bed, but it's like a crate.
And you like tie it and you lay in it and it kind of sags a little bit.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, I got to go hunting out there again. Just take a little trip.
Hey.
What? What? What?
Bachelor party.
What?
Oh, I
heard. Yeah, that's true. We'll go back out there soon. I'm excited. I got to take Haley out there. She's never been.
Yeah.
Everyone loves the Pacific Northwest.
The what?
The Pacific Northwest.
The Pacific Northwest.
Everyone loves the Pacific Northwest.
Okay, seriously. Go check it out.
Haley, come on. It's really
yeah,
good.
Eugene was posted as like the top three place to live or something.
What?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Top three.
Top three, dude.
It's like, what?
It's like Eugene, heaven, and West Virginia or something.
Yeah, almost heaven.
Yeah. It was a close second.
That's crazy. There's no way Eugene was up there.
That's what they said. They have the Oregon Ducks. They have...
That's it.
Let's look at the 20 places to live in the United States.
A lot of places that are really close to each other.
Colonial Village in Arlington, Virginia. Yeah, okay.
Oregon's not even on there.
Carmel, Indiana. Chesterbrook, Philadelphia. Uptown.
Maybe Bend, Oregon.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, I would never live in Bend.
At least the weather's not as good.
Too dry.
These are all suburbs of big cities. Which that makes sense. Because you got all like the nice of the big city. Without all like the dense population and crime.
This is like literally neighborhoods though. Like I'm talking about cities in general.
Went to, on our way to go camping, or no, actually on our way to Caddo Lake.
In the world?
Do a swamp tour.
A lot of Australia.
The United States.
And the us.
Most beautiful.
Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Wow. Huntsville, Alabama.
No, what's rally. In Alabama? Nothing's in Alabama.
Huntsville.
You can't do anything there.
Look up Boulder. Most beautiful, Parker.
Kind of subjective.
Beauty is fleeting, Gavin. You have like a town for its personality.
Yeah.
Eugene does have a great personality.
What's San Jose?
San Jose, I believe that. Ann Arbor, Michigan. Quality of life. Huh. Whatever.
Boring.
This sucks.
Gavin, you mentioned the E-Trade Baby once, and now it's everywhere.
It was already on there. That's the same tab.
No, different tab.
It's everywhere.
Went to this Joe Pine coffee shop. Usually get the same thing every time.
No way. Tell us.
Coffee. But this time, I got a... It was Pine something. Oh, very clever name for a drink.
Oh, nice, guys. You Joe call Pine. It Joe Pine, and then you make a pine drink.
Yeah.
Well, real original.
A cup of Joe? Is that what you guys call
is
it?
Is that what you have house coffee? Is it called a cup of Joe?
Really nice.
That would actually be a pretty good name.
Really good job, idiots. That's classy. You guys suck.
I got it's sweet tea and espresso. A sweet tea and a shot of espresso.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds terrible.
It was fine.
Why would they do that?
Because that's what I thought. And I said, is this any good? She's like, if you like sweet tea,
if you like sweet tea and espresso, good.
If you like sweet tea together. And espresso together,
she said the lady said she liked it, and she said if you don't like it, we'll make you something new.
Gavin, she
for
has
free.
To. She works there. Oh,
for free.
Impressive.
I said okay, I'll get it. Tried it. It was fine.
This is fine.
Said I hated it. Get another free drink.
Yeah, and it'd be like, I'll actually keep this one. I'll just put it in my pocket. Just pour it in your pocket.
Napoleon, give me some of your tots.
Then we walked around Marshall a little bit, you know, nice downtown. I wish Longview is a downtown.
Long or Marshall downtown downtown's like kind of cool. Have you been down there?
Yeah, I thought it was the worst.
No, they're downtown by their city hall,
not like
and
the
courthouse.
Not like the wannabe downtown.
Oh,
like,
I think
I've been
to wannabe
district.
Downtown, maybe.
Yeah.
That place was depressing.
Yeah.
That was the only time I've ever gotten kicked out of a store.
Yeah.
And it was not my fault.
It wasn't even a store.
I was framed, bro. It was wicked. I was by myself, so it wasn't even like I was being like obnoxious with a group of friends or anything.
No.
Like,
we're
I
not
was just,
even
like the lady thought that I was
obnoxious.
I don't know.
Smashing
don't know.
Receipts.
Yeah. It was crazy. It was the craziest experience of my life.
Let's look at one of the 1,000 reels you sent.
Yeah, I sent these motivational down right there. Start with that one. So I send these motivational
guys,
reels.
Tuesday morning motivation.
They've been popping up and
have they been popping up for you like ever since I showed you them?
Since I looked up a couple of them.
Oh, yeah.
And then I found this guy, and I just kept going through. These ones
I get them sometimes.
They're really good. Okay, Parker, that didn't even...
it's gonna be.
Oh, perfect.
Oh my gosh.
So wait for it to start over.
You can't click on it.
I can, but it's gonna
click on it.
No, click on the click entire on the thing video. To open up the whole reel.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
What do you want me to do?
When good people are hurt, they don't scream. They archive. They walk away quietly, never to turn back. They continue to be good, but without trust. And that's when they're done with you.
Ooh. Ooh. You hurt sick. Me, I'll archive it. I just and guess what?
That's going in the
that's
archives.
That's when I'm done with you.
Saying that when someone hurts my feelings.
That one's going in the
well,
archives.
Well, that just got archived.
Archiving it. I'm done with you.
Okay. Next one. So guys, if you're not motivated already for this Tuesday
all
morning.
Just like this, just different.
They're
look at your mom and dad. They're tired. And you are still enjoying life. It is time to take your life serious and make them proud.
Look at
yeah.
mom and dad.
Look at your mom and dad.
Look
dude,
at your
mom
I need
and dad.
The people to hear the audio. No, last I watched the YouTube video. Gavin. The audio wasn't good until you pointed the mic down, so they didn't even hear
look
it
at
first.
Your- I came into this world screaming and covered in blood. I don't mind going out the same way. I only fear God, not his creation. I don't give a f*** how many are against me. God put them against me because he knows I will win.
Oh, yeah. Get motivated, guys.
I hope I'll try to avoid it. But if I start, I will never step out.
Somehow they described me. You see the comments? I feel the Sigma coming inside me.
My brother, if the whole world is against you, then it's us versus the world. I'm with you.
This one's not as good as the lion one, dude. The bear one?
Yeah, the bear
so,
looks so like,
for context,
happy and-
when these all started, Parker was had sent me this one, that last bear video, but it was with lions. And
to my brother, if the entire world is against us, we're against you, you then it's us against,
against
the
world.
World.
And then it was like two lions.
Walking
male lions walking
other?
Next to each other.
Yeah,
so I was like, yeah, dude.
You were just getting all this, like,
yeah.
Sigma male content.
I love it. It's so funny. Coldest replies to shut up. No can do, buckaroo. I don't shut up. I grow up, and when I look at you, I throw up. How about now? Or no.
You'll regret
this. That's it. I'm activating my Sigma mode.
That was the coldest replies.
You have 5 seconds to run.
Different seg.
No,
oh,
that one's
last
good.
One?
Yeah, that's the last
There's
one.
No
people
way
say I act like I don't give. I'm not acting.
Oh.
You could. Most dang. I sent all those because they're all so good. You know how many videos I watched?
You know how many swear words I'm going to have to edit out, Gavin?
Like 4.
Yeah, that's okay.
There's one in one video and then in that one. Oh, dude. It's so funny because it just keeps popping up on my
who's
on
the
my feed.
Who was the target of that?
I think Indian men, I think.
What was that one?
Chiefs of
people
tribes
that
have been conquered.
Up.
No, not Native American. Like,
oh,
that's what I see a lot of the time is because I get those too. And a lot of the sometimes the comments are like, if you get like one of the popular ones with like a million likes, all the comments are like making fun of it. But sometimes you get some real niche ones,
yeah.
And it's like really they're actually following them.
Oh yeah.
And all the comments are like not really very good English. And most of the time, they're you know Indian fellas, which they're motivated. They're motivated. I don't.
Is it niche or niche?
Niche.
I say niche.
That's what I say too. People keep correcting me and saying niche.
Who?
Okay.
Who's this people? Who's doing this to you?
One person.
Who?
Hannah. Was it Hannah?
No, Tyler.
Tyler Hopper.
Yeah. Because we're moving into bathroom remodels.
I can't even imagine him
and
being
I said,
like.
I said
it's
niche.
Actually, this.
And he didn't like correct me. He just later said niche.
Oh, he didn't correct you at all then. He just said it differently.
Well, then he said, he continued the conversation and said niche. Niche is what he said. Niche. I said, oh, because you know the niche. He's like, yeah, the niche.
Yeah, it's kind of, I'm pretty sure you can say it both ways.
Yeah, you can probably.
It's like either and either.
It's like you can say like tortilla or tortilla. It's like technically it's how it's spelled. That's how it like. But let's be real. It's niche. Someone said niche to me today. It was my boss.
You're like, okay, like
get out of my office.
Yeah.
I heard Abby trying to tell Jeremiah that it was actually tortillas. She was like, look how it's spelled. And he was what? Wait, I thought it was tortilla. They're like, no, look, two L's.
Two
it's
L's. Like, what does that mean? What? Tortilla.
Is it tortillas?
There was a big tornado recently. Seriously? Did you guys see that?
Oh, God.
Big old tornado.
In here?
No, not in here. Oh. Just in the world.
It was like 30-something that touched down in the U.S. this last week.
No, but there was one that was like the biggest one ever recorded. It was like 2.5 miles wide.
Whoa.
An E5. I saw a video of an E5.
Nebraska or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds about right.
I sent you some videos on it.
Yeah, bro. Insane. I would love to see a tornado.
Oh, you want tornado?
I would like to see the devastation and destruction, obviously. But just to be able to see a tornado. Oh, this is one of the
scroll down there. I saw this video from Tanya, too.
Oh, really?
What? Yeah.
Dude, it's kind of. We'll go to it in a second. Go to the tornado thing. Not that one. There was a bunch of tornadoes that touched down.
Oh, my God.
The bottom one, Parker, I think is the biggest.
Look how massive. Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, man. That would suck.
Christ have mercy. Holy smokes. This is because of income tax.
Yahweh forgive us.
Stop sending these plagues.
Dang. That's kind of scary, Gavin.
What was the Chick-fil-A thing you said?
Yeah, there's this video that... This lady does not have very many followers. Mm-mm. I mean, she has more than us.
She has a lot now.
She might be in the thousands now, but she would just randomly post views about.
Oh yeah, dude.
About her life, and it's just talking about how she's treating herself today, and now it's got over 1 million likes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
No, just kidding. Views. Trying on different outfits, going to Chick-fil-A. Getting like Starbucks and stuff.
Another meal with chicken. Double down on fried chicken.
Double down on fried chicken. That's insane. Good for her. Yeah, it's nice to see.
I saw the comments were like, yeah, Tanya.
Everybody's like, yeah, Tanya.
Go off, queen.
70,000 likes. Wow.
These days are what life is about.
One of those likes was me. That was so funny. Go off, queen.
Pop off, Tanya. She's fed, she's glam, she's clothed, she's caffeinated, she's truly unstoppable. This is me when I say I have errands to run.
I know, I saw that and I was like, oh my gosh.
Tanya's so chill. Yeah, that's awesome. That's always good to see.
How many views is that now? It's millions.
It's got to be millions. It's got 300,000 likes.
Yeah, that's
what kind of person would see that and not like it?
I know, that's what I'm saying.
That's a wonderful video.
Terrible person.
AI's been cooking it up lately. Have you guys seen that?
No.
They started making country music.
Oh, really?
AI has, yeah. And it's cooking. It's pretty good country music. And it sounds just like all the other ones.
Okay.
So they're trying to make like a top 10 country song is the filter that they're doing. You know, make a top 10 country song and it's making one for them. So this is a couple of the main ones that it's come up with. Let me see if I can pull this up here. Hold on one second. Do I have to put it up? I got beer in my boots, dirt on my truck, corn on my mind, and a gun up my butt. It's a small town. At least there's dirt, at least there's beer and trucks and shirts. Beer and trucks, dirt kicks up, guns in butts, big red cups, dirty boots, dirty beer, dirty butts. Let's all cheer. Oh, the beer it floods, the trucks get. The guns are loud, the butts are proud. Got a beer on my plate, a biscuit in my boot, the gun in my butt, and a truck gets true. Beer in trucks, the kids up, guns in butts, big red cups, dirty boots, dirty beer, dirty butts. Let's all cheer. Oh,
dirty beer, stinky boots, pickup trucks, and country food.
Country food.
If that was on the radio, that's like better than some of the stuff
twice,
that's on there,
dude,
right now.
I'd be like, man, they're back at it.
Gotta get my butt.
All right,
guns and butts.
I woke up in the morning to crack myself a beer. Then went down to the kitchen to grab myself a beer. Made myself some breakfast, another beer, of course. That's when my baby said to me, I want to get a divorce. So now I definitely need to go grab another beer or two or three so I can start thinking clear. Oh, it's a perfect day for beer. Yeah, that's just what I need. Just one.
That's actually a great song.
Oh, I don't know what day it is, so I don't need to know a thing except where I put my beer. Now come on, y'all, let's sing. Beer, 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 beer. It's got me thinking clear. It's got me feeling great. Now come on, y'all, let's cheer. Beer, 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 beer. It's got me feeling right. Ain't nothing, ain't nothing, ain't nothing like a beer in the morning, noon, or night.
That's good.
Pretty good, dude. That one was kind of bars.
You gotta grab myself a beer.
Text me those videos. I'll put them in.
Okay. Yes, I will.
That was so good. Baby said I want a divorce. Yeah. So I went and
definitely need another beer.
Guns up my butt.
Gun in my butt. In butt.
I feel
biscuit
like
biscuit in my boot.
The country songs don't even talk about guns that much. It's more talking about girls. In trucks, in mud, yeah.
And beer,
what is
and boots.
Right now? there's more that I haven't heard.
Some good stuff.
Oh, the app's glitching. Everything's overlapping.
Everyone's playing at once.
Oh, that's happened before. I do not like when that happens.
Yeah, good
like,
stuff.
Stop happening.
I didn't think they were going to be able to do it, but they started making music. So
I remember when we first listened to AI music, you're like, there's no way.
Yeah.
AI can't understand.
I don't
music.
Think they come up with the melody. I don't think there's any way. I think that they have a melody
like,
and they just
like,
plug in the... What?
They can take all of music ever and be like, oh, I could just make something that's like this.
I don't think it would make sense, though.
I would.
Like, they don't understand what sounds good. Like, what actually sounds good. They just know what's popular. Like, chord progressions-wise. You know what I'm saying?
So they know mm-hmm. that sounds
that
good.
But how do you do that without literally making
sure
the exact
it's like
same song?
It's science for, like...
High... Different frequencies.
Yeah.
Levels of frequency.
Yeah, I just don't think so.
Christian.
I'm not convinced.
Come on.
There's no way.
It's gotta be.
How would they do that without making the exact same song? Because then they have to combine different songs that they've heard with hoping they're in the same key and like in timing. Like they have to stick with the same BPM. They have to, like there's no way you can just come up with a song on its own. Is music haram? Not a science.
More
no
of
one
an
knows.
Art.
No one knows why it sounds good. Like you know that this sounds good, but it's like we don't
to
know
create
why.
Something original. But how does AI like create anything then? Like they're writing these essays for people. How does it know like to do that?
Because language isn't
unless it's
nearly
copying.
As complex as music.
I wonder what you know how people can hook up stuff to your and they can see your brain waves.
Yes.
Yes.
Not mine though. Not letting them.
I wonder what it looks like. To different people, you know, how some people like this song, they like this music. Oh, this music really gets me going. This music gets me going. If you were to hook up like 10 people
uh-huh.
to different machines and you start playing music and just see how their brains react to it.
Uh-huh.
So like, oh, you really like country or you really like R&B or you like just...
Regular.
Singing
like
whatever.
Sing songs or whatever.
You like sing song music, okay. Yeah.
What's
singer songwriter?
Yeah, singer songwriter. Or if you like pop or whatever.
Like John Mayer would be singer songwriter,
uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure.
If you like that stuff,
it's
just
weird that
how
that's
your
a genre,
brain would
because
react.
All you have to do is write yourself and sing it. Yeah.
Okay.
That's like what everyone claims. It's like singer songwriter isn't a genre.
Pretty sure.
Like anyone, name anyone, like Post Malone, singer-songwriter, John Mayer, singer-songwriter, Justin Bieber, singer-songwriter. I mean, like these guys probably have ghostwriters and everything.
Is it?
based on the idea of one person singing and playing an instrument, usually guitar or piano, and telling so stories through their lyrics.
Single person.
Oh,
single.
I see. That's like when they're the only one in the band.
Yeah.
Like we're the only one that's playing an instrument.
Otherwise, yeah, just like you all, you're singing and you wrote
like Ben
song.
Rector.
Is he only one instrument usually?
Usually. I think. I don't know.
No, definitely not.
Definitely has drums.
Just depends on the song, I guess. I don't know. What would Ben Rector be then?
No idea. Pop. Don't listen to enough.
Pop.
Yeah,
folk.
Folk.
Pop.
Yeah.
Kind of. I don't know about folk. But like,
I haven't really listened to him.
When you listen to rap or something, songs that just really get you fired up. Yeah. Oh, I'm like, oh, yeah. Just
what is happening.
I just start driving off the side of the
truck
road.
Or I'm just like. Want to pedal to the metal, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Ben Rector. Hold on, let me guess. What genre it would be? Actually, I don't really know. I would
you
say
have to click like an album.
I would say pop folk.
Pop.
I haven't really...
The joy of music is pop. This one is Christmas holiday.
Yep, makes sense. Magic.
Singer songwriter.
Okay, dude. That's not a category on Spotify. Maybe that's why you guys
singer
always saying all this singer songwriter nonsense. Everyone's a singer songwriter.
What a cutesy little album cover this Aww. Is.
That's actually kind of hilarious.
No.
Who is not a singer-songwriter then? Who is?
Look up Post Malone. What is his?
He's not singer-songwriter.
It would be pop or hip-hop or hopefully country soon.
Hip-hop. I think guess. This newest one was pop. Yeah, pop.
Yeah.
What
like,
is
he,
what
he
is,
would be claiming to
Beer Bongs and Bentleys.
Like, write his
rap.
Songs.
Hip-hop
Definitely
and
rap. Yeah.
Dude.
That one.
Oh, I forgot about...
I wonder what Kanye is.
12 Karat Tooth.
That's a singer-songwriter.
That is a singer-songwriter. If
it's
I
got
that one.
R&B.
No, it's hip-hop for show.
Gospel, please.
Gospel. Hip-hop or rap.
They're all of them.
He's done miracles on me.
Dude, yeah. Hip-hop. Oh my gosh, his Ye album. Is
Man, crazy. He's getting weird, huh?
Yeah, weird Kanye.
Oh, let's not even talk about it.
That's him. A bummer.
He's done. He's cooked.
He's cooked. We need
He's
someone
fine.
Else to convert to Christianity.
We
need
Post
Malone. We
need
Post Malone,
man. I've been saying this.
He's,
I remember when Kanye first
need
converted
him.
And I heard Trent.
That would be so cool.
Go. He's like, I'm just waiting for Posty to convert.
Yeah. It's only a matter of time. He's such
he
a nice
said John
guy.
Mayer.
He's such a chill, wonderful person. I just think that. Or, I don't know. Maybe he's gone the other direction.
Maybe Travis Scott.
Travis, yeah.
Maybe we could get him.
Someone like Travis.
What, Gavin?
You don't like Travis Scott?
No. I mean, his concerts like.
Lil Mosey.
Yeah, we need
Drake.
Lil Mosey.
Imagine Drake as a Christian
dude?
Rapper.
Oh, it'd be game over. He seems like, out of anyone, I think most rappers, right? Rappists, who I think is most likely to convert to Christianity.
Yeah.
Drake.
No way.
Yeah,
dude. No.
Yes. Drake, I'm telling you. Post Malone.
His hair's pretty cool.
He has cool Drake. Hair. With the heart
cool
in
hair.
It.
Cool hair.
With the heart.
Cool hair, Drake.
Certified lover,
lover boy.
Boy. Drake. Post Malone. Let me think. Let me think. Someone else who's just right there.
Tyler, the Creator.
Tyler, the Creator.
Is on the cusp.
I remember when
Billie
Kanye,
Eilish.
Kanye yep. dropped his
Frank Ocean.
Donda album and Drake dropped Certified Lover Boy.
Uh-huh.
And Christian posted on a story, Black Square, greater than
pregnant
lady.
Woman.
Yeah. And real ones knew, dude.
And everybody was like,
it.
Everybody's like,
oh. We're like, what is that? What?
It was so crazy.
It was better.
He put out like 26
like
26 songs,
of
something
them.
Like
yeah.
that.
Who?
I don't
Kanye.
Know.
Donda?
Yeah.
I didn't know
Donda
that
was
much.
A big album.
It was huge.
I guess, yeah. Yeah, that's true, because I save like most of them.
I save all of them.
Save what?
I saved all of them. All the songs. I added them to my...
Oh, add them to your library.
Uh-huh. Obviously.
Yeah, that's good. You guys ever seen whole body deodorant?
Yeah, Bo Nix has been promoting it.
I've never heard of it until like recently. And I'll see like ads for like Native, Old Spice, like all these, whatever. When did that just like become a thing?
What's a full body deodorant?
It's a deodorant for your entire body.
What do you think it is, Kevin?
Spray it on or you rub it on?
Or either or.
I think it's spray.
Here's an idea. How about you shower?
Yeah,
how about you wash your stinky body with soap?
Also, why is the rest of your body stinking?
I know. Right?
I don't wipe good. So I need it for my butt.
Yeah.
How about you take a shower?
How come we're at the point in society where it's not just armpits that are stinky?
Yeah. It's our diet, dude. I'm telling
because
you.
Because if someone's not wearing deodorant in their arms, like you can tell. But imagine just like... Oh, I can smell his beer.
Oh, I know he did not spray full body on his bees this morning.
Maybe if you're like planning on doing some kind of crazy workout or something.
I don't.
Nah, dude. Take a shower.
Yeah.
Put on deodorant.
Yeah, I don't really
go do your workout and then go take
another
shower.
But I've heard like the more deodorant you put on, the more like smelly you are when you're
not
wearing deodorant.
It also is not good for your skin.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's just like.
Yeah, that's true.
Once you start, it's kind of like chapstick.
You're
once you start
your pores.
It's like you're on that.
You guys.
Yeah, dude.
You
I hate chapstick. Big chapstick. If I could take them down, if I had the resources to take them down, they're the first person I'm going for is big chapstick.
Do you think
they're subjected everyone that I know to suffering?
They put fiberglass
warfare
in there.
Warfare is humane.
What?
What is he? What?
Would you use nuclear warfare against them?
Nuclear warfare against big chapstick?
Nuclear.
I would never use nuclear warfare.
No, I don't think anyone could use nuclear. Would you use my nucleus, Gavin?
What? Is it nuclear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you use nuclear warfare?
Warfare against big chapstick.
It depends on if I...
If I could consolidate them all into one specific area where no civilians were. Lord knows they're not civilians. Aliens or whatever.
Whatever they are.
Yeah.
Cyborgs.
Everyone, Haley is subject to big chapstick.
Big chapstick.
Mariah the other day, text, I lost my favorite chapstick.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. You don't need it. You're fine.
Just go without it.
She told
I
me
used
once,
it once. It was the worst week of my life. my lips were like, oh,
we
a little bit chapped. I'm really bored. Here's some chapstick. Let me use it.
I'm so bored.
I was
so
just crusty for like a week.
When we were in Christmas Valley, is that one?
Maybe.
I remember your lips were bleeding. You're like, I don't need chapstick. Start peeling them.
No, that's not the case. Dude. Oh, man. Yeah.
Ryan knows someone that doesn't wear deodorant anymore. Like, hasn't for years.
Who?
And I was like, oh,
yeah.
I could tell.
Does she say they stink?
No, she doesn't smell.
Wait, what?
I've been around her too.
Liar.
No, if you eat right and you do the right things.
Some people put apple cider vinegar in their pits.
That's
there's
crazy.
No way you can
like
just not stink.
Or like not hippies, but like, well, hippies do it, but they don't do it the right way.
They
just do it like,
they just
but
get
like
stinky.
Some people do it.
Peep.
Like,
I don't believe
it's
it.
All like
that's
the processed
how,
foods.
That's how
and
everyone
like,
did it back
Gavin,
in the
look
day.
At how many ingredients are in your Gatorade right now. You think those making you smell good?
And like a lot of things.
Well, I got to get hydrated. I'm on the dang roof all day sweating so hard.
A big part of like the way you smell is like your diet also. People just eat terrible. So like, but like what hippies do is like they eat terrible and still don't use deodorant. So it's like,
so that's what I'm saying.
It's like you can be against deodorant, but at least be against eating
now we're
terrible.
Now we're eating so bad, we're smelling everywhere now.
Yeah. That's like, it's a diet, bro. Everyone's trying to kill
you. We've always been smelling.
No, not really. I don't think that's the case. I think that. That is a major part of that is due to, I can't remember what it is, but there's things that it's like, if you don't eat these things, then, but it's like obviously major parts of like,
you know
the
how asparagus
diet.
Makes your pee smell?
No more asparagus.
Plenty of things yeah. that make your sweat smell bad or worse.
Bad or worse.
Yeah, let me stop enjoying life so I can not have to wear deodorant anymore.
They say it gives you cancer.
Dang it.
Deodorant?
Yeah.
Aluminum
been wearing
deodorant.
It forever.
Everyone antiperspirants are bad because that like clogs you.
Anything with aluminum in it, I think, is like whatever.
Ooh. Yeah, that's what they say.
Start using lead deodorant.
Think I can make this in the trash can?
Yeah.
Why would you do that? There's still liquid in there. Top that off.
Yeah, go ahead and top off. But yeah, not
yeah,
worth it.
Nice.
I might hit something on the wall.
Something on the wall.
Oh, that was close.
Not close.
Oh, we need to do a little fact check. Turns out we do consistently lie on every single episode ever.
Yeah.
But we're going to correct this one because we accidentally said that Hayden's classmate was the best golfer in the entire world.
Oh, yeah.
Did we say that on the podcast?
I'm pretty sure we talked about it. If we didn't.
I don't think we did. I just said that. Because I thought maybe we did. But
when we talked about it, we
rodeo. I don't really remember.
Either way.
What a crazy
we thought. So there was Hayden's classmate, golfer. He's going to college for golf, so we're like, oh, he must be good. And then at the rodeo, she's like, yeah, he's the number one junior golfer in the entire world. Because like,
if you
no
look
way,
it up,
not.
It still says
and we looked
he
it
is.
Up, and it said Isaac Adams, Longview, Texas, number one junior golfer in the entire world.
And we were like,
and we were,
wow.
We saw him last night, and he's like, yeah, that's not true. I don't know how that like got on there. He's like, I'm maybe like 200. Like, still, that's pretty good, but not
yeah,
number
that's
one.
That's pretty funny. That's hilarious. Imagine being the person that's actually first. And
yeah,
then,
like, cool.
And
you're like,
what? That's so funny.
Because he was like, he said he was like 13 strokes under second place.
Yeah. Like, or that he shot 13 under every, like, that would have been, he averaged 13,
he averaged
under 13 every
under.
Single tournament he played in high school.
He's like, wow.
Like, this
wow.
dude's shooting a 59
that's
consistently,
crazy.
Which maybe.
That's hilarious.
Very funny.
So it's not true.
Anyways, yeah. Maybe, if you have any ideas for you know, questions we should ask you guys, put those in the comments.
We'll do three wise men maybe. And
yeah, we haven't done that in a while.
Then also do.
We should post a reel and then post that. That way we're on more people's.
Yeah, that's fine.
Is that, that's how
on
it
people's
works,
radar. You guys have radars still, right?
Anybody out there? All my radar users, sound off in the comments.
Beep.
Beep. Beep. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah. Hope you guys have a great Tuesday morning. And a great rest of your week.
Wednesday morning.
If anyone.
Whatever day it is.
Thursday morning.
Let it be great.
Peace.